Morning, everybody. Matt Bubala here with you on 720 WGN. We're here until 5 a.m. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's also the text line if you want to drop us a text. As you know, I do love once in a while to talk about things out in deep space. And I often wonder, and everybody we talk to about anything like this, I bug to try to promise me that we'll figure out before I die if there is anyone else out there, if there is intelligent life elsewhere in the universe. Nobody ever promises me that, but I'm hopeful. So when I saw this article this week, I got excited again. Mysterious radio signals from deep space detected. Astronomers have revealed details of mysterious signals emanating from a distant galaxy picked up by a telescope in Canada. The precise nature and origin of the blasts of radio waves is unknown. Among the 13 fast radio bursts, known as FRBs, was a very unusual repeating signal coming from the same source about 1.5 billion light years away. Such an event has only been reported once before by a different telescope. Joining us on the phone right now is Sriharsh Tendulkar of McGill University in Canada. I apologize, Sriharsh. I don't know if I'm saying your name right. Am I getting close?
You're pretty close. Yeah, don't worry.
Well, thank you so much for jumping on the phone with us. We appreciate it.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
A fast radio burst, what does that mean? Explain to me, somebody who doesn't understand this stuff, what we're talking about.
Right. So if your eyes were sensitive to radio light, so radio is a form of light, except that your eyes can't see it, you would just see a flash in the sky. So imagine you're standing in a field, and somewhere randomly in the sky, there is a flash of light, which just lasts only a thousandth of a second, a millisecond, but it is coming from the other side of the halfway across the universe, right? And some of them can be really, really bright. Some of these fast radio bursts could be as strong as cell phone signals.
Okay.
So this is what we are thinking, what is a fast radio burst? But to detect it, you need sophisticated telescopes. You need a lot of signal processing.
Sure. Sure. Okay, so if it came from 1.5 billion light years away, do these travel at the speed of light or do they travel faster? Like, how long did it take this fast radio burst to get to Earth?
So radio waves are light, so they do travel at the speed of light, essentially. There is some effect because of the electrons in the intergalactic medium, so they travel slightly slower, but effectively they travel at the speed of light. So the 1.5 billion light years is the upper limit. We don't know the exact distance to these fast radio bursts yet, but it is the upper limit. So we think that they took somewhere around a few billion years to come to us.
A few billion years. Is there any chance?
Yes, I know.
Is there any chance that this isn't a naturally occurring phenomenon because of something with a black hole or a star or something like that? Is there any chance that this is a radio wave that is created by something?
There is always a chance, but it's extremely, extremely unlikely. For fast radio bursts, they look very physical, and we have seen similar flashes from our own galaxy, and we know that these are coming from pulsars, which are neutron stars, and these are physical objects. You don't need intelligence to produce these, and the powers which are required to produce fast radio bursts are huge. To control that kind of power would be unimaginable.
Well, and then what's the concern, or why are we so shocked when there's a repeating burst? Because that just doesn't seem to be something that would naturally happen.
Right. So most fast radio bursts which we see in the sky are single flashes. So something will flash in one location in the sky, and we have looked at the same location in the sky for hours on the end afterwards with powerful telescopes, and we have not seen anything. And then there are some where, as you said, it repeats from the same location in the sky. And these could be a different kind of source which emit fast radio bursts. You know, you could have a neutron star which bursts quite often. Or they could be, you know, maybe the repeating fast radio bursts are younger neutron stars, which repeat very often. And then the single ones are the old neutron stars, which don't repeat very often. Maybe they emit one burst every 10 years or one burst every 50 years. So that's a these are all possibilities. We don't know what they are. But when you have a repeating fast radio burst, it allows you to study them better because you can use other telescopes to follow them up, study them in a much greater detail.
So the point of studying these is more just to figure out our universe, why certain things happen, where things are coming from. It's not, this isn't, you know, they try to get people excited with the headlines like something detected from deep space, which leads somebody to be like, oh, somebody sent something from deep space. But this is most likely, 99% likely, that it's just a naturally occurring phenomenon and you guys are just trying to figure out where it's coming from and why these things happen, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So for us, we are trying to just figure out what these are and why they're, what is happening out there, how they're related to other objects in the universe that we know of, right? And they're fascinating on their own. These things are a trillion times brighter than what we have ever seen before. And we don't know how, what kind of a mechanism can produce these very brief flashes of radio light. That's one aspect. The other aspect is, you know, you can use, we can conceive that fast radio bursts can be used as probes of the universe. So when the radio wave travels through through the universe, it interacts with every electron and magnetic field that there is along the line of sight. And so we can probe the distribution of matter, the distribution of magnetic fields, and how these structures grew in the universe, which would be fascinating. And thirdly, we are not thinking of fast radio bursts as intelligence, but there are astronomers who are searching for extraterrestrial life. But nobody is actually thinking of fast radio bursts as extraterrestrial life, but people are searching for it. There are serious efforts out there.
And what do you think about that, Shriarsh? You know, you guys have such incredible technology that you're detecting this radio burst from 1.5 billion light years away. Are you impressed with how well you guys are able to detect things going on across the universe? Or would you say we are still in a real infant technological stage for being able to ever detect whether there is life elsewhere in our galaxy or in the universe?
Well, technology is always improving, right? So what we think as really challenging today, tomorrow will be very easy. So from tomorrow's perspective, today's technology is infant technology.
Sure.
Well, right. So 50 years down the line, we'll have, you know, amazingly fast computers and we can do so much quantum computing. But today, all of that sounds really challenging.
So Shriarsh, I just turned 47 years old, so I'm going to go ahead and hope that I have 50 years left. So look into your crystal ball and tell me, 50 years from now, hopefully I'm coherent enough to know what's going on, will scientists be saying, okay, we now know definitively that there is or is not intelligent life elsewhere?
I think by 50 years, we'll have science of life somewhere, but it doesn't have to be intelligent life. So most likely is that we'll detect life in the form of, you know, oh, there is biological activities on some planet in other locations. Because if you can look back at the history of Earth, right, most of the time it was bacteria and plants and everything. The intelligent part of it, the ability to send or receive radio signals, has only been in the last 50 years, right?
But so that's from us, though, right, Shriharsh? I mean, that's our planet, but there's other planets, possibly habitable planets, that would be billions of years older than us, where maybe people...
possible, right? Yes, I agree. But so if you look at the fraction of time spent in, you know, just biological growth versus technological growth, it's much more likely that you'll have life in biological stages than in technological stages. But I agree with you that it is just our planet. Maybe other planets grew differently. So it's hard to say, but I hope that we do detect it.
It would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
It would be. Yeah, it would be amazing. It would be a very hard thing to prove, but it would be amazing.
Yeah. Do you think that if we ever do find out... So you think we'll find it, but it's going to be biological. We'll know that there's plants or things like that. If we ever do find intelligent life, do you think it will be found because we found it or because it contacted us? What would your guess be on that?
That is an interesting question. I have not thought of that, but my guess would be because we've we were searching for it. It's more likely that, you know, there are civilizations which are emitting and not really concerned about emitting signals, particularly towards us.
Yeah, yeah, fascinating.
Yeah, that would be my guess, but I'm not an expert in these things.
Sure. So, is your area of study these fast radio bursts? What is your general? What are you looking into all the time? What are you working on?
Right. So, for the past 3 years, I've been almost exclusively studying fast radio bursts. But before that, even through the past 3 years, my specialization is neutron stars and magnetars. So I study these extremely dense, compact cores of dead stars. And some of them are extremely strongly magnetized. These are called magnetars. And I study those. And magnetars are thought to produce fast radio bursts. That's how I got into this business. So we are studying fast radio bursts. Hopefully they might have something to do with magnetars.
Is there an energy in fast radio bursts? Like, you know, the way we harness solar energy, is there any possibility for usefulness for these fast radio bursts or radio bursts that are hitting?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Our radio telescopes are extremely sensitive. I mean, so are the radios in your cell phone and other things. The radio light is extremely weak in some sense. Mm-hmm. So if you collected the energy of all the radio telescopes that had been operating since World War II, the total energy is less than that of a snowflake falling from the sky, snowflake. Yeah, so the amount of energy is extremely tiny here. So although we are saying, oh, these flashes are extremely bright, that's because our telescopes are very sensitive.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they have to be powerful. The thing producing these flashes have to be extremely powerful, but that's because they're really, really far away.
It's fascinating.
By the time it gets to Earth,
yeah,
the energy is completely gone.
Fascinating. Sriharsh Tendulkar from McGill University in Canada, thank you so much for enlightening us tonight. We appreciate you coming on the phone.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
We'll talk again. Thank you so much. All right, so there you have it. Radio bursts coming from 1.5 billion light years away. They're trying to figure out where they're coming from and why. But don't get excited like I did. Doesn't mean anybody's coming to visit. 312-981-7200. Matt Bubala with you on 720 WGN.